How to diagnose OAB. When you tell your healthcare provider about your symptoms, she or he will ask more questions and do some tests. This is done to diagnose the problem. Or your provider will tell you the name of a specialist who can diagnose and treat you. To learn what's happening, a healthcare provider will likely ask about your health history. You will be asked about how you feel, how long you've had symptoms, and how they impact you. You will be asked about medicine you take, over-the-counter, and prescribed. You should also talk about what you eat and drink during the day. This lets your provider learn about your health now and in the past. Do a physical exam. Your healthcare provider will look for things that could cause symptoms. In men and women, they will feel your organs in and below your belly, in your pelvic area. They will also check your rectum. Ask you to keep a bladder diary. A bladder diary helps you and your doctor learn about daily events and patterns. In this diary, you write down how often you go to the bathroom and if or when you leak urine. You can use this bladder diary sample to start. You can also download an electronic bladder diary for your mobile device like the Bladder Pal. This app was developed by AUA member Dr. Ronald Yap through the support of the LeBaron Foundation and the Concord Hospital Trust. Bladder Pal app for Android. Bladder Pal app for Apple. Do other tests if you need them. Urine test. A sample of your urine may be tested for infection or blood. Bladder scan. This test shows how much urine is left in your bladder after you go to the bathroom. Cystoscopy. Your healthcare provider inserts a thin tube with a tiny camera into the bladder to see if it looks normal or not. Urodynamic testing. These tests check to see how well your lower urinary tract holds and lets go of urine. One of these tests is called CMG, cystometrogram. Symptom quiz. Many doctors use a written quiz to ask questions about your bladder problems and what causes you the most bother. Take our OAB quiz.